Hi, this is Jill Murphy from Pharmacy Times, and you're listening to Pharmacy Focus. The Pharmacy Times Pharmacy Focus podcast provides the latest industry news and information, thought leader insights, clinical updates, patient counseling tools, and innovative solutions for the everyday practice and business of pharmacy. Before we begin with this week's episode, do you know what state is the home to Dr. Pepper, which was created by a pharmacist? We will reveal the answer at the end of the episode. In this week's episode, we will be discussing how to handle the financial concerns rooted from the COVID-19 pandemic with Tim Olbrich, co-founder and CEO of Your Financial Pharmacist. Olbrich has noticed the many financial markets going on the downward trend, specifically in the beginning months of the pandemic, with a lot of uncertainty associated with it. Further, the future of job security is also on the line, making many pharmacists question what the long-term effects will be for their careers. According to Olbrich, this is a great time to reevaluate your financial plan and to have one prepared to put yourself in the best position that you can. For example, in terms of market volatility and investing, Olbrich recommends to not just focus on one part of your financial plan.
You know, investing is one important part, but it's only one part of the financial plan, right? We've got student loans we got to figure out. We've got other debt. We've, of course, got things like emergency funds and insurance coverage. And investing is a very critical part of the plan, but it's one part. And so I emphasize that here because I think as we all are being consumed by this time and the news associated with it, it's very easy to focus on one part of the plan when you see something like, you know, the markets are down 30 to 35 or 40%. Should I be investing? Should I pull out my investments? You know, are we going to hit bottom? Are we not even there yet? And really taking a step back to say, okay, where does investing fit across the entirety of the plan? And before I, to answer your question, before I look at putting more money in during a time period like this, are there other parts of the plan I need to shore up? So as an example, if somebody is listening, they have credit card debt at 20 or 25%, and they're talking about investing during a time period like this, does that really, you know, make sense? Or if they don't have a good emergency fund saved up during a time period like this, but they're talking about investing, you know, are we getting out of balance, out of priority?
On the other hand, for those who are thinking about investing during this time period, Olbrich encourages you to make sure you are thinking about the priority in which you are investing.
You've got lots of options, right? You've got your 401k, your 403b, your employer-sponsored retirement plan. You've got your individual retirement options, a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA. You've got an HSA, health savings account, perhaps. And then of course, you've got a brokerage account and other types of investing that you could do, real estate investing, et cetera. So as you think about, okay, maybe you've got $5, $10, $15, $20,000 to invest, whatever that number would be, making sure you're taking a step back to say, am I taking advantage of the best savings vehicles that I have available to me? So as one example, if somebody were to come to me and say, hey, I've got $5,000 to invest, I'd probably ask them, you know, basic questions. Have you already taken advantage of your employer match? If not, low-hanging fruit. What about your Roth IRA contributions? Have you maxed those out? If not, it's probably low-hanging fruit. What about your HSA? Have you maxed that out? If not, and you have one available, that might be low-hanging fruit. So making sure you're evaluating the priority, I think, is really critical in looking at all the options you have available.
In addition, Olbrich reminds pharmacists that getting a financial coach during this time period can be truly valuable.
So if somebody is listening to this and saying, okay, I've got, you know, $10,000 or $15,000 I'm thinking about investing, but is that the best place? Should I be thinking about, you know, my student loan debt position, or should I be thinking about, you know, where does a refinance fit on my home or the home buy, or what about, you know, the right life or disability insurance if I haven't done that yet? This is where somebody, in terms of a really good financial planner, can operate and act as an independent third-party coach that can help you objectively look at the whole financial plan in a comprehensive way, more important than ever, especially when we talk about a time period where things can get very emotional and can quickly become difficult to navigate all these decisions.
We are taking a short break to celebrate pharmacy hero Andrea Torres, who works as a pharmacy technician at Axtell Pharmacy in Pilot Point, Texas. Torres's dedication has been vital during the COVID-19 pandemic as the pharmacy has been short-staffed. Christina Messer, her fellow technician at Axtell Pharmacy, told Pharmacy Times that not only is she doing long-term care, but she jumped in to help with our compounding lab. She never stops. Coming in early and staying late is what she does. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have made it these last 2 weeks. If you would like to nominate a pharmacist or pharmacy staff member as a pharmacy hero, email the address in our description with your nominee. Now back to the show. Emergency funds can also be a major help during the COVID-19 pandemic, with the rule of thumb stating to deposit 3 to 6 months of essential expenses into the fund for any possible short-term emergencies or job loss. Ulbrich explained what to do if you feel your emergency fund may not be enough.
We're doing that really comes down to, you know, how do you feel? Do you feel like you have a little bit more peace of mind with 6 months versus 3 months? Are you single in terms of, you know, if you were to lose your job, others may not be dependent upon your income. What other goals are you trying to achieve? Do you have two incomes in the household? And are those in similar fields such that if there was a disruption in any one given industry, you're really looking at both of those positions being at risk? So all of those factors really help you answer, is it 3? Is it 6 months? Is it somewhere in between?
Job loss, reduced hours, and furloughs have been occurring throughout the pandemic to make up for budget deficits. With this, Ulbrich said that the question of what will happen next is timely, and using this time period to critically evaluate the budget will be beneficial.
You know, what is there that could be trimmed, could be cut, especially in this time of uncertainty, so that if hours get reduced, if pay gets reduced, then ultimately you're able to have your runway of emergency savings last longer. I think what that also allows you to do is to just get in that position and get ready, right? You could save that money and put it aside. And ultimately, if things pan out and we find ourselves 3 months from now, you're back to full hours, back to full pay, there's very little concern, then obviously you could reprioritize those monies towards whatever goals you were working on. But using this short-term period of uncertainty to really earmark those dollars for what could be that time of uncertainty.
Did you figure out our fun fact of the week? The state that is the home to Dr. Pepper is Texas. Dr. Pepper was created by Charles Alderton, a pharmacist, in 1885. Alderton worked in a drugstore in Waco, Texas, and spent a lot of time compounding medications. In his spare time, Alderton also enjoyed mixing carbonated drinks at the soda fountain, and he loved how the syrups made the store smell. He decided to make a drink that tasted like the store smelled, and he came up with Dr. Pepper. Thanks for listening to Pharmacy Focus. Stay tuned for next episode, where we will be joined by another key opinion leader in the pharmacy space.